I'm just going to just share what God placed on my heart. Yesterday it was like, I keep getting the scripture about the power of your testimony. And you know, it's amazing when you think about your testimony. And the scripture, of course, that we know is Revelation 12:11. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives to death. You know, and it's to believe who Jesus is in us. Our testimony, even when we've got saved, is what we need to share. Our testimony sets people free. You know, and I remember a little girl of 12, you know, my twin got saved and she was 6 months saved before me, gave her life to Jesus. And I couldn't find her one day. And I got very, very perturbed and thinking, Jesus has taken her, the resurrection's happened, she's gone. So the next Sunday, I ran up to the teacher and said, I want to know Jesus, because I don't want Pauline to go without me. I remember they're absolutely frightened, because in those days they preached about hell and they preached about heaven, and I knew I wasn't going to heaven and I didn't want Pauline to go before me. So my testimony was the fear of God came on me and I was saved at the age of 12. Yes. And you know, we have victory in Jesus. We have authority in Jesus. I love that. You know, we have God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit in us. We have got the most powerful testimony that anybody could have. Wow. You know, and when you think about it, you know, that the enemy is defeated. What does it say here? And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. They overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the cross. We overcome. We go through many battles, don't we? But when we think of the things that what God has done, and every one of us have got an amazing testimony. You know, and I think of the ways, you know, and I feel we're in a time that we have to refuse the lies of the enemy. He's been sneaking up on me so badly lately, because I'm going to hospital, you know, and everybody's, oh, you know, and the lies of the enemy that comes on you. Gary rang me up and he said, Trish, I think you need to go to healing rooms. And I'm going, oh, that's not a bad idea, actually. So anyway, I go around there, fill out forms, yeah. And anyway, they put you in a soaking room. So I was soaking in the anointing, thinking, this is nice. I love this nice atmosphere. Anyway, I go into the room to be prayed for, and Christine Davis, just laughed and laughed. She says, this doesn't happen to me. And I'm going, oh, this is great. I'm not feeling very well. And she's laughing. And then she laughs some more. She says, this doesn't happen to me, Trish. And I'm going, I know, God laughs in the heavens. But we're laughing over the enemy. But do you know how they prayed? They prayed for the joy to be in my bones. The joy to be in my neck. The joy to be in my organs. The joy, and I'm going, I like this kind of prayer. I love this kind of prayer. It was like, yes. You know, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy is healing. It's like the enemy is defeated and we're not to listen to his lies. You know, he comes in and in the night, he comes in and then you start thinking over things. But I just straight away, wow, I get in the heavenlies. I just go there. I'm seated with him in heavenly places. The enemy's not going to get my mind. I have the mind of Christ. I'm going higher. You know, whoa, he overcome. by the blood of the Lamb. The power of the blood of Jesus. Whew. The blood of Jesus. It's powerful. The cross of Jesus. We don't preach enough about the cross and about the blood. We know, I find that people that backslide so easy. I think Clive and I were talking about this. We don't really believe they got saved in the first time. Because if you get saved, you do not want to get into the world. I know the enemy, but if you love Jesus so much, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb. We keep going. I've had everything thrown at me in life. But I've stuck there and I've held the hand of my Father. And you know, what I love is that we have our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life. But Satan comes, what does he come to do? Steal, kill, and to rob. And we have authority by overcoming by the power of the blood of Jesus. In the revelation that we're to grasp hold of, we have a spiritual authority over the enemy. We have put him under our feet. When they were praying at the prayer room, they talked about the canker worms and the locust, and they'd all come to try and devour me. And so I started stamping my feet like this, and Christine said, "What are you doing?" I said, "The canker worms are under my feet. The locust is under my feet. The enemy's under my feet. He's under our feet. He's under our feet." It's not to listen to his lies, but to believe in the word of God, to have the power, whoa, through the blood of Jesus. We have Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in us. The enemy is defeated. He's overcome. Holy is the Lamb. Holy, holy, holy. Holy is the Lamb. Whoa. And I just feel, Beth's not here today, but she growls at me with some of the words I use, you know, negativity on my knees sore. Oh, my goodness, I'll have to have surgery. God can heal your knee, Trish. And I just feel we really have to be careful. Our words are powerful. It's either full of faith or it's full of fear. Who is relating to what I'm saying? It's like the enemy comes in like a flood. And God is saying, it is time to rise up out of unbelief and into faith, because there's power. He overcome by the blood of the Lamb, and it is powerful. Hallelujah. Whoa. Choo. Hallelujah. So we don't agree with Satan's lies. Submit to God completely. Resist the devil. And what happens to him? He hates the blood of the Lamb. He hates talking. When you say the blood of Jesus, Satan hates it. He hates the name of Jesus. If you want to get goobies out of your house, put scriptures on or put music on and let the name of God be lifted up. Let him take every area of our lives. Hallelujah. Don't agree with Satan. Whose words do you let take root in your heart? Negative words, which leads to negative mindsets, which results in bad consequences. You know, I talk about me going to the doctor to get my blood pressure, and the enemy comes in, it's going to be 210 over 90. And I'm going, no. And I took it, and I conquered it, and I got it on me. But, you know, I know someone that goes to the dentist, they have to be, even for one filling, have to be knocked out. See, the enemy can take over fear of the past and torment you of things that have been, but God said that you can overcome by the blood of the Lamb. by the power of a spirit. He is so amazing. Hallelujah. By praying in faith and tongues, agreeing with the word of God. I've been doing it. I've just got Psalm 41 out. That's my psalm. You can have it. But it says, I'll be young. It says that I will be raised up out of my sick bed. It says that my enemies will be defeated. And it's like, yes, Lord. You know, get a scripture, declare it, decree it, take it on board. And the enemy just flees. You know, when we give our testimony, each one of us, it releases an anointing for others to be set free. You know, we sit on our testimonies. We don't share our testimonies. Like even with my family, because they go, oh, here's mum, you know, so you keep quiet. But God is saying, no, it's not time to keep quiet. Your testimony, nobody can refute what God has done in your life. And I look back and I see the miracle after miracle and after miracle. And we're saying we're not seeing miracles, but we are. And when I look back and see, you know, the anointing that God has done in my life. I've sat with people and they've fallen off the chair. I've carried the anointing that people have just manifested. I've carried things that God has anointed me for. And God said, whoa. I'm coming. Your testimony is so powerful. And you have to, that's the power of your testimony. It's going to break through for people wherever you are. I was in Chartwell Coffee Club, and this couple started arguing about Mary that was, you know, she got pregnant because she got pregnant by Joseph. And I said, that is not, you know, so we got in a disagreement. And he says, how do you know what you're saying is true? And I said, because I know the one. I know Jesus. And they said, oh, I can feel it. I can feel it in you. My testimony is, I know him. He has been the best friend in my times of depression and oppression, burnout, whatever. He was always there, and you always, whatever you go through, you come out with a testimony. Look at Marcia. She's a testimony. Major surgery. But we knew, we declared over her a long life. And she's going to have many more years and see many more healed in Jesus' name. But it's like, it's. I love her tenacity in the spirit. I love it. Her hands are burning hot. And it's like, God, her testimony is so powerful. And yet, Marcy, you walk through a hard time with a husband that's not walking with God. But you have shone. Her testimony has shone wherever she goes. And our testimony is so powerful. What is your testimony? If you were to share it, would you share it with his glory and with his power and with his excitement, that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that you're going to glory and not going to hell. I see hell now. God shows it to me. I dream it. I see people going there. And it's like, God, let our testimony be so powerful that the world comes in to the kingdom of God. Holy is the Lord. You know, a little brethren girl I was, got saved. And you know what? It did something inside of me. I was in a household of alcohol and arguing and everything. I went to school. I testified. I used to have little people that got saved. The group got bigger and bigger and bigger at high school. I was declaring my testimony. I knew what God had taken me out of. I knew that Jesus had saved me. And then when we do our, I told you this, when I, you do your, you know, your talk at school, and mine was on blind Bartimaeus. And I didn't hold back. And that teacher, I was nursing at Dannevirke, and she, Miss Robertshaw, she came through and she said, "Hi, Pat McHugh." Pat. She said, "I always remember you preaching on blind Bartimaeus." And she looked it up in the scriptures. She said, I mean, it wasn't through me she got saved, but it did something. I sowed a seed, and my testimony went into her heart. Wow. God is amazing. God is miraculous. And do you know what? The power of your testimony will override anything that others speak over your life. It will cancel out demonic assignments against you. It will nullify the word curses spoken over you. Because someone can curse you, but you shine with the glory and you speak about your Jesus. Because the enemy is a liar. And even when you've been cursed, we just walk in the glory of his presence. Whoa, I'm there. I've been cursed about everything. I have. But I know that it's not right. I know it's not true. And I am walking in the glory and forgiveness. Forgiving, 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 that I may just walk with God, that my testimony. You know, if you bow down to words, if you bow down to what people are saying, if you get negative and it puts you in, you know, people's words. I came out of that with my family. I was never encouraged. I was never built up. Mum never, ever would say a nice thing that we looked okay or anything. Never had any encouragement. Yet when I knew Jesus, my testimony changed. He healed my rejection. He healed my brokenness. He delivered me from things that were so in my family line. He took me and he changed me. I overcome through the blood of the Lamb. We can overcome. We're overcomers. Come on, say, "I'm an overcomer." Whoa, I have a powerful testimony. I'm not going to sit on it anymore. I'm going to declare my testimony. Hallelujah. I'm just, wow. Can I just, God wants each one of us to demonstrate his kingdom. And I've just got Luke 8:39. Wow. I just see anointing so... God is so pleased with you, for all of you. But he just wants you to rise up more like eagles and soar and get excited about what he's done for you. Get excited about the word of God. Hallelujah. Luke 8:39. I don't know who this was. "Return to your home and your family and tell them all the wonderful things God has done for you." So this man went away and preached to everyone who would listen about the amazing miracles Jesus had worked in his life. I love it. To really share. You know, when you get touch from God, And it's so powerful, and you go out there and you share it, it's like buckets of water come over you. But God's saying, rise up above this and share. Only who wants to listen, says here. The ones that want to listen. But God will put many people in front of you, that's for sure. Whoa. The honest testimony is hard to refute. And I love the scripture, 1 Peter 2:9. "But you are chosen people." We are chosen by God. I love it. Our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I see that in the Spirit when I go to heaven. I mean, I'm just all imagination. I'm not floating around in heaven. It's just I take the word of God. I believe it. And I see this Lamb's Book of Life, and it's like a lamb, you know, that's like lambskin. And my name's written there, and I'm going, what has it got? What name? I've been a few. And he said, when you were saved, that's the name I've written. I said, please put Patricia and not Pat. He said, Trish, I know best. Your name is written. And yeah, the Lord calls me Trisha, which I like. That's just between him and I. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people of his own possession. Isn't that amazing? We're owned by him. We've got the most amazing testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whoa. So we're a people for his own, have you got it up? For his own possession, to proclaim the virtues of him who called you out of darkness into his glorious light. What a testimony we've got. We've been pulled out of hell. We've been pulled out of darkness. God wants to show us more revelation than we've ever done. I see 333 wherever I go. And the other night I went to the bathroom and I looked at the clock and it was 333. Then I went to chapel the next day and on the bumper was 333. And I'm going, God, it says, call out to me. And I will answer, and I will show you. And I never got that bit. I will show you mighty, great and mighty things. God is one that you do not know. He wants to show you. All night I was saving the French people. And Clive wakes me up and I said, oh, I haven't helped this one yet, Clive. I was in a dream of helping these French people. Why French? I don't know. But God takes you all around the world in your dreams. I believe you're interceding. You know, things that we don't know, he's using us for. It's amazing. But, you know, we are to be his voice. Darkness is over the world. You know, I was just, I don't know whether you saw that Sweden are at the moment getting chips in their hands. And I'm going, wow. It is so close to the Lord's return. If Sweden, and they're all lining up. It's a country. A whole country getting chips. And your whole identity is in those chips. Do you believe the Lord's coming soon? And have we got a testimony to share? Look, you've been saved. You've been baptized, I hope. You're baptized in the Holy Spirit. You speak in tongues. You talk to people. You get in, you know, speaking in tongues. I was listening to Adam's testimony, Adam Thompson, that's coming. And he was in the business world making money. And anyway, God got him. And he spoke in tongues for 2 weeks. And it changed his whole direction in life. Was to bring the supernatural, to encourage, to exhort, to be able to help people through their dreams and visions. You know, God is on you, and I believe he wants to take you, well, to a higher level than you've ever been before. We are a chosen people. And I just, again, I'll finish off with that scripture. But it's time for an end time army to rise up. It's a time to tell your story. I remember once being at Helen got me to speak at Women's Aglow, and I was a bit dressed up like a bag of chips, and they were poorer looking. And anyway, I'm going, oh. And it was like they held me back like this. You have got no idea what we have been through. And I picked it up in the spirit. And God said, start sharing your testimony. And when I talked about the abuse and the marriages that I'd been through that were all sexual and horrible. And it was like I had them, do you remember that day? They were just weeping. My testimony opened them up. I understood. Do you know, everything that you go through you have more of an understanding what you've been through than what other people have been through. When a person has been sexually abused, I have so much compassion and love, and I'll go that extra mile. You know, and other things that you have been through that I haven't been through, but you relate to that person. I've been there. I know that God will bring you through. I know God will help you. And then share your testimony of what Christ did for you. Your testimony, the Lord said, I'm to yell it at you. Your testimony is powerful. And don't minimize anything of the power and the anointing of the blood and the cross of Jesus. That's one thing in the Brethren Church. They preached the cross. They preached the blood. You know, and I'm grateful for that. I knew the power and the anointing of the cross of Jesus. I used to go to evangelical meetings and I'd shiver on the front seat. Am I saved? Yes, Trish, you are saved. Oh, the fear of God. I believe the fear of God's going to come. I was listening to this prophet last night, and he said he was speaking in a country, was, I don't know, Tanzania, somewhere. And there was pastors and people in ministry that were in sin. And he said, if you don't get your life right with Jesus tonight, you're going to die. And they started to drop. They died. So I believe, you know, like Sapphira and Ananias, there's going to be like a fear of God that's going to come, that we want to live holy lives. You know, a lot of Christians are in pornography. I've heard of another Christian. And it's like, why? When there's such power and anointing in the blood of Jesus. Why let the enemy get into your life? Why let the enemy devour? Because it affects a whole family. It affects the whole family when you get into a repetition of sin. I'm just so, so thankful that, I mean, I have not been perfect. I never knew the power of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And there was things that I did when I was younger that I wished I never did. But God has forgiven me. And God has forgiven each one of you. But the testimony of your life. What happened when you got baptized? When you went down into the water? You know, did you come up? Everything had died. God, you died with Christ and resurrection fear, resurrection power, the power of your testimony. When you get baptized in the Holy Spirit, when I got baptized in the Holy Spirit, my life changed. I was a fool for Christ. I was weird, but it was good. It was good. And I said, God, use me however you want me to use me. So I don't know how I'm going to end this, but I just want you to really, well, I'm going to end by, if the music team come up, you're just amazing. You guys come up. I just think sing Amazing Grace. Is that all right? But let's just end on this scripture. See, the scriptures that says before in Revelation 12:10, I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come for the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Oh Jesus, thank you for your blood. Thank you that we're saved. If anybody here isn't saved, please get saved today. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for everything that you went through for us, Jesus. Oh, thank you for our testimony. Oh, Lord, I just thank you that this is a new day for new things in the Spirit. Thank you, Jesus.